The game of bingo is all about hitting those lucky numbers, hoping that coveted number is called. Waiting for your number is all too familiar to one of these bingo players.
You know, it took a long time for them to finally recognize that how good Mick really was. You know, Mick played for 17 years, and, you know, Mick plays a position, center, on the line. You don't get near the recognition. You know, if someone played 17 years, a wide receiver, a running back, accomplished the things Mick did, they'd been in the Hall of Fame years and years ago.
On this day at a nursing home in Minneapolis, former Vikings are taking part in a friendly game of bingo with the residents. But one of the players that day has already won. Longtime Viking center Mick Tinglehoff may not have wanted bingo, but he finally got the important and deserving call this year to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, it's a real great honor. It's a great honor to do that. That's unbelievable. I didn't think it ever happened.
Tinglehoff joined the Vikings in 1962 and started all 240 regular season games and 19 playoff games during his 17-year career. Being the guy who fought through any injuries to be able to play on Sundays, Mick will go down as one of the NFL's most durable players. The center was a five-time All-Pro and a dominating presence on the offensive line.
Productivity, leadership, durability, games play. I mean, the whole thing qualifies Mick as one of the greatest centers that ever played.
But he waited year after year without going into the hall until he finally got the much-deserved call to head to Canton as a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He was one of the best blockers as a center, I think, in football.
I think the best center of his generation and one of the greatest centers ever to live. He never missed a game. He played 17 years, never missed a practice. He called all the blocking assignments. He had to go block middle linebackers like Ray Nitschke and Dick Butkus and so forth. Then he had to go and do cutoff blocks on Mean Joe Green and Bob Lilly. So he's playing against the greatest players in the history of the National Football League, and he played at a high level.
While the long wait to get his bust in Canton was tough, it makes the honor that much sweeter for Mick Tinglehoff. He becomes the 13th player in Vikings history to earn the game's highest individual award and will forever have a home with the game's greats. It may have taken a few decades, but one of the top centers and a Vikings legend finally got his number called for football's ultimate honor.
Here's a guy who, a long time ago, he should have been in the Hall of Fame. He had the credentials.
I knew he was a great player, but the thing that struck me about him right away was he's a gentleman, class guy. He's so deserving, but sometimes the process takes time. So for him to get in now, probably he probably wouldn't have wanted it that way from the beginning. Probably wish it would have happened a lot sooner, but it's probably just that much sweeter. So thrilled for him.
I have a great personal relationship with Mick, fondness for him that probably as close as any player that we have in the ball club. Great respect for Mick Tinglehoff.